Despite the limitations of the place, the foundation of a house of friars following St. Teresa's reform went ahead the same year. When we arrived in Medina, I spoke immediately with Father Fray Antonio and told him what took place, and that if he would have the courage to stay there for a while, I was certain God would soon provide a remedy, and that the important thing was to begin. And so Fray Antonio told me he would be willing to live not only there, but in a pigsty. Fray John of the Cross was of the same mind, and so I told Fray Antonio to do all he could to gather something together for the house. I went with Fray John of the Cross to the foundation of Valladolid, and since we spent some days before establishing the enclosure on account of the workmen who were getting the house ready, there was an opportunity to teach him about our way of life, so that he would have a clear understanding of everything, whether it concerned mortification or the style of both our community life and the recreation we have together. He was so good that I, at least, could have learned more from him than he from me. Yet this is not what I did, but I taught him about the lifestyle of the sisters. Having the permission of the two provincials, I now figured that nothing was lacking. We arranged that Father Fray John of the Cross would go to the house and get it ready, so that, in spite of all, it could be lived in.